Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. There's one from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It's Thanksgiving Day in America, or for Americans, those of you who are around the world listening on the Internet. If you're an American, you're celebrating Thanksgiving today, and as we are, this is my 20th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. So thank you for hanging out with me, and I hope you're having a safe and happy Thanksgiving Day celebration. You know, folks, Americans punctuate each year with this holiday as a way of perpetuating a 395-year-old tradition begun by a ragtag group of our forebears. You heard me talk about them in the last segment. That first time, that first Thanksgiving in 1621 was a day that wasn't a proper noun that it has now become. It was just a day set aside by a few dozen humans who risked everything, lost most of it, were hard by to any number of dangers that could cost them the rest, but still felt compelled to be thankful for what they had. Now think about that, my friends. You know, you and I, we get a little bit of the red licked off our candy, and we start whining and get a little hysterical, and I have to say, and I'm not trying to minimize your unhappiness about the election, but you know, if you're feeling a little hysterical about what you think is going to happen, think about the people upon whose shoulders you and I stand. Maybe it's time to put some things in perspective, considering what others have gone through. When you think about things like the Civil War, for example, when we were killing each other, this is not that big a deal. And the sun will come up tomorrow. So maybe it's time that let's just spend today being a little more thankful. Maybe a little bit less hysterical. How about that? But regardless of where you live on planet Earth, let me leave you with a list of things to think about. This is not my list. When I've talked to you about it before, for years I attributed it to Anonymous because it wasn't my list. But some of my audience members told me that they've determined, and I've since followed up and found out that it apparently is something that came from Mother Teresa, Saint Teresa, right? She's now a saint, and that suits me just fine. So I'm thankful I found that this list and the ability to pass it on to you. Be thankful for the clothes that fit a little too snug because that means you have enough to eat. Be thankful for the mess you clean up after a party because that means you've been surrounded by friends. Be thankful for the taxes you pay because that means you're employed. That's a hard one to swallow sometimes, isn't it? Be thankful that your lawn needs mowing and your windows need fixing because that means you have a home. Be thankful for your heating bill because it means you've been warm. Be thankful for the laundry because that means you got clothes to wear. Be thankful for the space you find in the far end of the parking lot because that means you can walk. Be thankful for the lady who sings off key behind you in church because it means you can hear. Be thankful for the alarm that goes off each morning because it means you're alive. And finally, here's mine, folks. I'm thankful for small business owners, the most courageous, the most important modern-day pilgrims that I know. When I think about all the things small business owners have contributed to this nation, to the United States of America, and when I realize what the United States of America has contributed to the world, then I attribute a great deal of the benevolence of America to small business owners. I do, my friends. You are as a group, you're as a sector of our as a demographic. I consider small business to be a demographic. I'm convinced that we're politically a demographic. We're just not as organized as we need to be. But regardless, I believe that what's good for small business is good for the world. And so I hope those of you who are not small business owners, I hope you'll recognize that the small firms in your community have a hard time. It's tough being a small business owner. It's after being a single parent, there's no tougher job. The CEO of Exxon doesn't have a tougher job than or IBM or any of those companies. Their job is not tougher than the CEO of a small business in your hometown. So I'm thankful for small business owners. I know that, and I'm thankful for their employees, because you know it takes a certain kind of person to work for a small business without the huge safety net of a big corporation. And so small business owners, I'm sure you've already done this. I'm sure you've done as I've done with my employees. You've thanked them for their commitment to you. It's Thanksgiving Day in America, my friends, and we're celebrating that. Again, this is my 20th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show to celebrate with you. I'm going to take a quick break. Got a great guest coming at you right after the next break. Our good friend Bob Dinnelstadter will be here, and he's a very prolific author, a great American, and a wise man, and we're going to see what he has to say about things coming up right after this break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Thanksgiving.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.